The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
Home for the holidays. I believe I've missed each and every face. Come on and play one easy. Let's turn on every love light in the place.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Thursday, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, as we celebrate me home with little Kenny Loggins. Home for the holidays, and who better to find that home for you than our very own Christina Leavenworth. Good morning, Christina. Welcome.
Good morning. I love that song.
I know. Well, I was just thinking of the holidays and home, and everybody's putting their trees up and decorating.
Yes.
And, you know, the whole point of what you do is helping people to create that home.
And we always say, people are like, well, you know, do you specialize with a certain type of home? No, we sell them all. We help you figure out where to put your Christmas tree.
Yes.
And we do that all the time. We walk in and we're like, okay, the Christmas tree would go here. And that's so special. And sometimes they'll send us a picture, you know, at Christmas time, be like, the Christmas tree was perfect where you suggested it.
Oh, I love that.
That's why we do what we do.
I love that.
Special. And then like the kids growing up there, all those things.
But this is Christina Leavenworth picking out the spot for the tree with Leavenworth, Levin Rinke Realty. And
yes,
you are the super agents, the Leavenworth team.
Yeah, we love it.
She has really impressed me in a couple of times that we've already gotten together, because I really want her to come and help me with my decor.
Well, the people on my team are better than me.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
I Google things and Pinterest it, but we can always help people stage. And we always love it when we want to be your real estate advisors for life. Honestly, I promise you, if you text us being like, what's your favorite color? White. We'll be like, go with this one.
I love that.
And it's called Swiss Coffee. By Benjamin Moore.
Okay,
write
that down.
That's a really versatile color that goes with a lot. But sometimes, you know, we look at different things, and we love doing that. We want to be your go-to. We want to be your quarterback for housing, for anything you need. Text us at any time. So, you know, at some point, maybe we will help you buy or sell a home, or you'll tell your friends to give us a shout to help buy or sell a home. But we're just here with a heart of service.
Well, tell me now what's happening in the market. It is the holidays. Things are going on. You mentioned that there's a lot of numbers coming in now, end of year kind of numbers.
So it's really fun for me. I am a real estate geek. I love seeing all this stuff come in, and it is prediction time. So we have all types of experts saying their predictions for 2025. And just to go over some interesting numbers, so at the height of the market, when we're talking, you know, post-COVID, 6 million homes in the U.S. were sold.
Wow.
This year, we're sitting at just at 4 million. So we have 30% less homes sold. And we saw the same thing last year. So when people are saying it's slow, that's because it is.
Right.
We have less, but home prices rose. That's the crazy thing. When you look at that, you're like, hey, we have less homes selling. Well, the ones that did sell, they still rose in value.
Right.
And the normal amount we normally see is around 5% a year. And that's what we saw this year. That's very normal. A lot of people for 2025 and 2026, they're calling just for a 2% level of appreciation as far as prices. But they do think more homes will be sold. They think around 4.5 million. So that's a good chunk more. We're not getting to those post-COVID days.
Right.
But that's something we see. We're seeing a lot of inventory on the market right now. So across the U.S., there's around 800,000 homes sitting on the market, and that's 27% more than last year at the same time.
Interesting.
So we just watch all this stuff. So
what determines that, do you think? Why is there an increase?
It's the whole lock-in. People at those 3% interest rates, they're going to stay in that house even though it's getting a little tight and they're not really wanting to be in there anymore, because they don't want to go to a 7% interest rate.
Right.
It's the affordability. Mm-hmm. It's the insurance. It's the whole picture. So we are just seeing that now. And we are finding creative ways to move our homes, and we are getting our homes sold, but it's constantly looking at this data. And what's interesting is the South is the worst hit. They were saying, because I'm like, it feels not great sometimes.
Sure.
But they're saying that we're like, Austin is at a 15-year high for inventory.
Huh.
Austin, Texas. So
interesting.
But then you have areas that, let me see, like up northeast, like in Massachusetts, they're still getting multiple offers.
And how interesting is
that?
What determines that?
All sorts of things.
Do you have some theories?
That would be a whole just economics lesson going into that.
Right.
But they are saying, they're like, okay, but once it starts getting cold up there in February, we're going to see them go, ooh, Florida's looking kind of nice.
Florida looks good right about now.
And for a lot of our sellers, we're telling them, hey, if you can wait until after the new year, let's list it then. And historically, we have seen January, like February is a really good time to list because it's starting to get warmer here. We have that time period and people want to move before their kids start the next school year. So that means a February, like going under contract in February, you probably would close in April or May. And then it sets you up for the school year. So we're telling them that. But for buyers right now, it's a great opportunity because there is some inventory. People are tired of their homes being on the market. So definitely talk to us. We would love to geek out on this with you and send in questions, guys. We love your questions. It's my favorite thing.
Yes, the number here at Pep Talk is 850-437-1620. You can text in and we will be happy to answer whatever questions you might have. I always think it's very, I always appreciate that you're so honest about the market and that you strategize because some people might just say, oh no, sell now. I want to sell a house right now. But when you're saying, well, here's the best opportunity, that tells me that you are strategic, you know what you're doing, and you're actually doing what's best for your client.
Absolutely. And we do have some people that have to sell now.
Right.
Where they have a job relocation and
military
they need to
relocation,
sell now.
Yeah.
And I say, what's going to make you sleep better at night? Is it getting your home on the market right now? And they say, yes. Like, I would rather do that knowing that I'm at least moving things forward. And they don't want to pay a few more mortgage payments. And I understand that, or they can't. So we work with them on where their situation is and go from there. And no one has a crystal ball. But we do look at all the data and try to make the best decision off of that.
And that's great.
Yeah. So interest rates. So right now they're still sitting at like 6.75, 7%. The Fed meets December 17th and 18th, and they're expected to do another drop. It takes a while for that to trickle down to mortgage rates. The vast majority of people are feeling that interest rates are going to live in the sixes in 2025, maybe go down to 6.25. A lot of people are hopeful they'll get in the fives, but some of these economists are saying that's wishful thinking. So just so you can plan. You
right.
know? But
right.
there we work with lenders that do interest rate buy downs. So we can get you lower. We can work with a seller and have them buy it down. We have builders that have some really phenomenal programs. So we have ways to manipulate that for you. But that is where it stands if you don't do any of those things. So it's important you talk to us and say, I really want a 5% interest rate. Okay, let's figure out how we can do that and make it happen.
See, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. Yep. Strategy, being smart about what you're doing.
It's important. And when I bought my first home, I wish someone would have told me those things. Told me about free money out there.
Yes.
There's tons of free money.
I always want to hear about the free money.
Yeah, so there's tons of programs in partnership with the county and the city. And it's based on income. And also, like the last time you owned a home, sometimes it's a grant where you get that and you have to pay it back. But a lot of them are forgivable. If you live in a home for so long, it's forgivable, but it helps you for down payment assistance.
And that's really, it makes a big, big difference.
Oh,
if you don't have cash and you want to get out of the rental market, which has gone sky high.
Yes.
And it really does make sense to own at this point.
Well, it's so special owning. If you're renting and then your landlord wants to sell or whatever reason, and then you have 2 weeks to find a place, how stressful is that?
Extremely stressful. There's no security.
And then, you know, you paint it, maybe you upgrade it, and then it's so expensive too if you're having to move. Having to move all your stuff, have to put down a new deposit first and last month. It's incredibly expensive. I've helped a lot of military buyers and they always say buying a home is cheaper than them renting it because with a VA loan, you can get zero down. So they're like, this is crazy. Like
yes.
I literally paid nothing and I'm getting a house.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty and the Super Agent team. If you have a question for Christina, just text it in at 850-437-1620.
Yes. We love your questions. So yeah, there's tons of options out there and just let us know if it's in your if it's your dream to be a homeowner, we can help you get there. If your credit's not great right now, our lenders will say, "Hey, do X, Y, and Z and you'll be good in 6 months." And it's like anything. It's like, "Hey, I want to be healthy in the new year." Well, you're probably going to start going to a gym. You're going to eat a little right. differently. You get a plan together.
There's a method to the madness.
Yes, like you don't just wake up and you're running a marathon.
Right.
Nothing works that way.
That's right.
Same thing with home ownership, or it's like, "Hey, it's really my goal to move to a bigger house. I want more land." Meet with us early so we can get that plan together. Because,
right.
yeah, coming to us saying, yeah, I want to do that next week. And we're like, oh, man, like, this is going to be difficult. Like,
right.
Let's try to, like, strategize here to do the best thing to get you there.
With the first-time buyer, do you have a recommendation on the type of home they should purchase? Or do you, or a particular area in, like, in this area that might be, you might get more space for your investment?
It depends on what their goals are. It really just depends. But sometimes the new construction is a good idea for a first-time home buyer because you're not going to have as much maintenance. Your insurance is going to be a little lower.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never owned a home and you buy a home that was built in the 1920s, and you're like, and you're not real handy.
Ooh, no.
That
probably
can
not
be
a little
overwhelming. And also, yes. If you don't have much of a savings, then if something goes wrong, you don't have that emergency fund. So going new construction might be a good idea. And if you are going new construction, call us first, because we have relationships with all those builders and we can negotiate. Maybe you get a fence, maybe you get blinds all throughout the house. Maybe we can get you more closing costs, better interest rate. Let us do that for you. It doesn't cost you anything. And we can really help.
Well, with your experience, you know what to look out for, what yes. to ask for. You know who the good contractors are in town.
Yes.
You know who the reliable, credible people are. Yes. And that's a huge, knowing the right people makes a huge difference.
Well, and we go, so when you buy a new construction home, before you close, you have a blue tape walkthrough where they give you blue tape and you can go all throughout and identify anything that isn't perfect for you. When you buy a pre-existing home, you don't do that. But on a new home, so we go to the blue tape walkthrough with you, and we blue tape it like crazy. We're like, boom, boom, boom.
I'd be walking around going, I'm so excited to have a new
exactly,
home. Everything's great.
Exactly. And that's what most buyers yeah. do. And they're also nervous going, that's not bad.
I can live with it.
On
yeah.
a new home, like, you're allowed to do that. You go, that looks a little funny. There's like a little divot in the sheetrock. Mm. And we go, fix it. And they do it. So just having us on your team to do that and say, this looks weird. Let me open this drawer. It's not opening right.
Right.
I turned on the water. It's dripping kind of funny.
All the little things.
So we do all that. And we just have that. It's a second pair of eyes and just experienced eyes.
Well, we do have a text that came in. It says, I want to sell my house in about 2 years. Should I start preparing now or is it too early?
I would love to talk to them now. Just if they're planning on doing any sort of projects or upgrades, getting some guidance on doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to decide to renovate your home 2 weeks before you list it.
Right.
Or even like 3 months. Enjoy it.
Right.
Enjoy it while you do it. If you're not planning on doing anything, you have time. If you're not planning on making any changes, but we can at least talk about it so you can get a financial plan together. If landscaping would really help your home, we could tell you that. And then you could do that along the way.
Right.
So you're not rushing to do it.
All at once.
Or if your child's room is bubblegum pink and bubblegum and green and purple, and you did something really fun for them, we're going to talk about getting a plan together to neutralize those colors.
Okay, that's great advice. But you would do a walkthrough.
We'd love to. We love to meet with you early on and say, okay, here's some ideas, and then stay in touch with you along the way. A lot of times when we talk with these people early on, we're asking them, how much is your insurance? What's going on here? And sometimes they're telling us insurance that's way higher than what they should be paying. Mm-hmm. And this happened recently. Someone was paying $8,000. I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
That's a lot.
That sounds like a lot. And it was not on the water or anything.
Huh.
So I was like, hey, call my insurance guy. And he got him down to $3,000.
Wow. That's
so
a huge
things like
difference.
That where
yeah.
we're sitting there with them and at least talking to them and going, all right. And then at least that next 2 years, they're saving all that money. That would
right.
have been a ton of money they were putting out. And now they're getting that money back and you can invest that into your home.
Which is great. So we are getting some texts. If you have a question for Christina, you can text in at 850-437-1620. This one is from Mark, and he asks, what is your opinion for purchasing condos in 2025?
You really need to have an experienced realtor on your side, because some of them are going to be seeing some massive assessments because they've had to do these studies, these engineering studies after that whole collapse in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are seeing, there's a certain level of reserves that have to be in there. There's new rules. So you need to make sure you're getting all the data. There's a condo on Pensacola Beach. The HOA fees are $25,000 a year.
Whoa.
So there's
we're a little on the high side.
I mean, we're seeing some really high HOA fees and everything. I think that there's going to be opportunities to buy condos because those HOA fees are pushing people out.
Sure.
So I think that there's going to be some opportunities. But what we like to do is I like to not only get them all the documents for the HOAs, I like to get them to talk to the HOA president
mm-hmm.
one-on-one
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, what's the deal? Are there any assessments coming up? What do I need to know? Because you may not see that within the minutes.
Well, and they might be right now, it might be a certain fee, and they're actually planning to double
exactly.
that in 2025.
So I was helping someone recently, and they told me that the HOA dues were like $5,000 a year, which is kind of reasonable in our area. And then there was some other stuff I saw, that journalist background, where I'm like, something doesn't seem right.
Reading the fine print.
I emailed the HOA association manager, and I was like, just to confirm, HOA dues are X. Those have been paid in full for this year, and all assessments have been paid in full. She's like, no, HOA dues are $20,000 a year. And that changed it completely. And every single listing in the MLS did not disclose this. I don't think the sellers even knew. So I'm not going to blame them. When I called the agent and told her, she was like, the listing agent, she was like, oh my gosh. She's like, I had no idea. Like, thank you for finding out.
Absolutely.
And the HOA president, she said that people have gotten like the day before closing and found out on canceled. Like, that'd be terrible for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that, you just have to be really careful. So from experience, that's why I want people talking direct and making sure that they know every little thing. But condos are great living. You just have to make sure that those financials are rock solid, because you're all a family there. Splitting the bills.
Oh, yes,
for sure. And if insurance goes up drastically, you're all splitting that.
Okay, here's another question for you. Okay, how does selling a rental property and then buying another one within 6 months for gains in taxes?
Yeah, so it's called a 1031 exchange. So there's a few ways you can do this. So it makes me a little nervous. So you typically, if you sell a rental property, you have to identify the property that you are going to want within 45 days. You don't have to close on it, but you have to identify it. And there's an intermediary that keeps, like when you sell your rental house,
mm-hmm.
someone else holds that money, you don't touch it, and you pretty much roll that into your new rental. And you avoid capital gains taxes. However, you need to identify what you're going to buy. So sometimes people are in a pinch going, oh my gosh, I got to find something. I got to find something. I'm not liking anything. So we work with them where we're already looking for those properties as soon as they list it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 45 days from when they close. So we're really working hard to make sure this delicate dance works. But there's something called a reverse 1031 exchange. And if you have the funds, you can buy the new rental property first.
Okay.
And that way you're not in a crazy crunch. So you buy that first and then you sell yours later.
Aha. So that's a kind of a different way.
Yeah, it's a different way of doing it. And not many people know about that. And you have to get... an intermediary is like an attorney that's familiar with us, and then they hold it, they do the paperwork, they do everything.
Okay, this is why this show is called the Pensacola Expert Panel, because we have the expert on realty right here, Christina Leavenworth. If you've got a question for 850-437-1620.
Those are my favorite questions, because it is a little bit more difficult, and people... Like most people don't even know about a reverse 1031 exchange.
I'm embarrassed to admit I did not know that.
Well, I mean, 99.9% of realtors title companies don't, but then someone told me about it recently. I was like, what is that?
Right.
That's cool. However, most people, they need the funds from the sale of the first one to buy the second one.
Correct.
So it's not done often.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have the funds, you buy the first one first if you find a good deal, and then do that. Because sometimes the stress level for people trying to identify something within 45 days.
Right.
They're like, what do I do?
Yeah, that would be very stressful.
But we work with them where we find ways to manipulate the timing. So again, we're searching before your home is even listed.
So how do you keep up with all of this? All the rules are constantly changing. For example, I know that the HOA rules recently changed. And my HOA is now amending all of their bylaws and all that kind of stuff. But
I listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm a podcast junkie, so I listen to a ton of that. And then there's all these Facebook groups we're in. It's like anything. When you have a passion and you're obsessed with it, you just know it. Your Facebook feed is going to cater to that.
Right.
So everything I see is real estate. And then Levin Rinke Realty, we have excellent training. And my team, they're also like real estate geeks. So they're like, hey, did you hear about this? And we bring in experts to talk to our team each week. Like we had a foundation guy in telling us, okay, here's things you look for. This might be a sign that there's a foundation issue if an inspector misses it. We have insurance people come in, hard money lenders, like all different types of things, because we want to find solutions for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
If they say, here's my issue, we want to problem solve.
Right.
Figure out, okay, here's how we can do it.
Right. And so there's a collaboration.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what makes a good agent. And, you know, with all the market being so much slower, our numbers are higher. And thank you to this community for helping with that, which is insane. Normally, if the market goes down by 30%, your numbers would go down by 30%. And we gained this year more market share of helping more people.
It was on the news last night how well Levin Rinke was doing this year.
Yes.
So that was exciting. So congratulations on that.
So, and it's been great just being able to help a lot of people in a tougher market and being honest.
Right.
Just being honest and saying, here's where we're at. Here's what we're looking at. And I don't control the market, but I'm going to do everything I can to get your home sold.
Right. And that's all you can do. You've got to have the quarterback like Christina Leavenworth on your team, because she takes care of everything and would take excellent care of you.
Yes.
And that's a difference maker.
Yes.
So I have a question. If you have a question, you can text it in at 850-437-1620. Now this one's back to the building part of it. Now this is someone's asking, what view do you have on iron piping?
iron piping. I don't have much of a view because I don't think many people are doing that.
Okay, that from wasn't. What, this seemed. What, I wasn't sure what that.
Yeah,
that's all they asked.
I have not heard of anyone doing that. But I will definitely Google that and see if that's a new thing. I've not heard much of that.
Okay.
So I'd be curious to learn more about that.
Okay.
It sounds like it would be more expensive.
It just the sound of it sounds more expensive.
It sounds like it would be more expensive and maybe harder to repair.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, and again, I don't know enough, so I can't answer that. I'm not afraid to say when I don't know, but thank you for stumping me.
I don't
know enough on that one, but yeah, I'm definitely going to research that and see if that's a trend we're seeing places.
Okay. So right now, if I wanted to sell my home or buy my home, your recommendation for the moment is to wait until 2025 to buy.
No, I buy now.
Buy now, sell.
And I would start getting prepped now to sell early 2025, like come February. That's what I would do if it were me. And I tell people all the time, I walked through a beautiful home the other day. It was stunning, but it's going to be vacant. I'm like, we need to bring in real furniture in here. I'm like, you want a price that's high, like way higher than what the comps suggest. I'm like, we got to do everything we can here. Like, we need staging. So we tell them that. And I always say, here's what I would do in this situation. And if it was me, I would wait until probably like first week or two of February and then list.
Talking with Christina Leavenworth with Christina Leavenworth Realty, super agent and just an extraordinary person who I've known for many, many, many years. And if you have a question for her, you can call and text at 850-437-1620. Any questions on real estate?
Yeah, or you can text us directly. So our team number is 850-378-1260. Just save it in your phone, like Christina Leavenworth, Christina Leavenworth team, your favorite realtor, whatever makes it easy to find. And you can text us questions anytime. And I say this, people don't take me up on it. I really like it. It's fun for us. It's really fun to talk real estate and get stumped.
Well, sure. And then also being able to work with people who are just thinking about it.
Yeah.
They may not do it right now, but
and
an opportunity
to
be.
And I promise it's not an inconvenience. Like, it's, I know people think that sometimes, like, oh, I don't want to bother her. I'm not ready for 2 years. No, that's our job.
Mm-hmm.
That's our job. Have us come over and we can say, here's our game plan. Here's what your home would probably sell for today. I can't tell you what it would sell for in 2 years, but you at least have a frame of reference.
Right. That's right.
And we can do that and just start that relationship. So by the time we are ready to sell it, that relationship's already there. It's not as stressful on you.
And
it
you're
makes
ready.
It better.
You're really ready. Yeah. You've got the staging. You've got everything set up.
And if you do want to sell in 2025, have us come over now because it's going to be slower. You're going to be home for the holidays. It's cold out. You're not going to want to go outside and do all the fun things where you can work on decluttering and just getting your home ready for sale.
Okay, here's another question for you. I own my home outright. Would love to leverage that and do something to either upgrade or buy a rental.
So many things you could do. So many things. You can do a HELOC. You can pull money out that way. You can do a cash out refinance. There's tons of options. And the cool thing when you do a HELOC, you don't pay anything on it unless you use it. It sits there like a little like savings account.
Mm-hmm.
So you only pay on what you use. So if you have it outright and you want 50 grand, but it's only going to be 10 grand, you're only paying on that 10 grand. It's not like a $50,000 loan.
Okay,
so
that's good information.
You do that, and then it's interest only, and then as you pay it back.
Okay, very good. All right, the person that asked about the pipes sent in a little clarification. It says iron pipes in houses built before the 1960s.
Oh, okay.
Are those acceptable? So maybe they're looking at a home that has iron piping.
It changes all the time. Like, we just, cloth wiring was a no-no, and now insurance is okay with it. It's super weird. And then, like, galvanized piping, like iron piping, that sort of thing. You need to make sure it's in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure it's in good condition. Your insurance company, I don't know what their rule is today on that, but from my experience, if it's in good condition and no cracks, they will accept it. It just might be a higher price.
Okay. Well, great questions this morning. We've got about a minute or so left. Is there anything you'd like to leave folks with?
Yeah, 850-378-1260. We really are here to answer any questions at any time. And if we don't know the answer, we can connect you with the right people to let you know.
And you're going to be in town through the holidays?
Oh, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
They could call now and get in touch with you and ask questions.
Absolutely. We are here. We're here to help. And it's chilly out today. And during the holidays, people are often stuck in their homes. They're like, I don't really like that. I don't like this.
So I was doing that this morning, I have to confess.
Yeah. And then either they decide they want to remodel it or they're like, I kind of want to sell it.
Mm.
So if you start having those feelings, call us. We'll be able to help guide you every step of the way.
Okay. Your number, website, all the contact
information.
Yeah. So
Best Realtors in Pensacola. Just Google Christina Leavenworth and we come up right there. That's the easiest way. We're on social media. We're not hidden.
Spell Leavenworth in case someone's
Leavenworth. And the number is 378-1260.
Thank you so much, Christina, for being here. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Such a bright light in our community. So it's so wonderful to have you here.